Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. We've read all the books, we bought all the courses, we've tried all the tactics, all in search of some mythical secret to growth and scaling that always seems to let us down whenever we actually find it. So now I invite you to take a completely different path with me. It's not risk-free. And in fact, it's a little scary sometimes, but it's this path that has forged one winner after another. If you made it here on the show today, we're going to spend the next 15 minutes demonstrating how to leverage everything. My name is Josh Thomas. I'm your host. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. This podcast is brought to you by VAIQ, the smart choice for hiring remote international talent, so you can leverage your business with experienced virtual assistants. We train, recruit, and manage VAs to fill critical roles in your business so you can stay focused on innovation and growth. Our VAs typically help you recover 50 hours a month, and you can 2x your profits. To learn more, you can go to vaiq.net. Once again, that's vaiq.net. And serendipitously, today's guest is Leslie Pyle. And Leslie is the founder and CEO of HireMyMom.com, a remote job platform connecting small businesses with virtual professionals across the country since 2007. Pyle began her work from home journey in 1995 after having her first child and starting her first online business in 1996. Leslie, welcome to the show. What is one thing that you do better than anyone else, and how do you use that to your advantage?
I would have to say it's a little combination of drive, determination, and passion. Because when I started hiring my mom back in 2007, I had just a tremendous amount of determination to help other moms like myself figure out how to work from home so they could prioritize their faith and their family. And I did that myself 30 years ago by freelancing. And I knew it was possible. And it was something that I had to prove the concept to businesses because, as you know, working from home, freelancing, and all that was not really widely accepted 18 years ago. So I really had to prove that concept to businesses who were looking to grow, but were a little afraid of on-site full-time employees.
You know, you bring up a good point here because you really were a pioneer on the frontier of a completely new way to operate so long ago. Like working from home today, especially after the pandemic, we almost take it for granted. 15 years ago, nobody was doing that. You know, it was
Nobody
kind
was
of
doing it.
weird.
It was, and I would go so far as to say that it was frowned upon. So when I began freelancing 30 years ago, I had a master's in public relations and marketing. So I felt like I knew what I was doing, but I did not want people to know I worked from home because immediately my professionalism went from, let's say, 8, 9 to 0. So what I would do back then is I would offer to meet the client at their office, and everybody loves convenience, so it worked in my favor. I never had to say I worked at home.
There you go. Yeah, that's smart. And well, I love the fact that you brought up that this is something that has evolved very quickly over the last decade. And obviously, you know, COVID was kind of a main driver of that, you know, like an unfortunate, everybody's working from home, we're school from home, you know, like I used to be a band director and I had stopped teaching by then, but I'm trying to imagine, like, how would I run a band class on Zoom? Like, how does that even? I felt so bad for my, you know, my former friends and colleagues that are still doing that. Like, wow, that's wacky. But these days, like, we can run multi-million dollar businesses and everybody's in different states and different countries.
And I had to prove that concept. So I already had an established audience of women with my first website that I started in 1996, back in the horse and buggy days. But I had to prove that concept to small businesses. So at the time, I just made it free. Come post your job for free on this new platform. And thankfully, I had that PR and marketing background. It was a novel idea. Nobody else was doing it back in 2007. So I got publicity, got some businesses to try it out, and grew from there.
So, okay, you got to tell me about your 1996 website. What was it?
So back then I bought software in a box. It was Microsoft Word. I think it was called Microsoft Front Page. Taught myself
Yeah.
how to create a website from a box, software.
We're
And
basically revealing to our audience that we're dinosaurs at this
yes,
point. Like
absolutely.
Microsoft Front Page, when you said Front Page, I'm like, oh yeah, I used to.
Exactly. Yeah, my kids want to know if I, rode around in horse and buggies back then. So I created a website. It was called Home-Based Working Moms, and it was like an online chamber of commerce. So moms could sign up for free or they could have the paid membership, and it was a way to network and support each other, learn from each other, because it was a very unique and new idea back then to try to figure out how to work at home. There were no jobs. I mean, it was impossible to find a job to work from home. So you basically either were freelancing or you were working for like Creative Memories, Pampered Chef, those home parties, but a lot of moms wanted to actually do whatever their career was, but do it from home. So that's where I was like, slowly but surely, that idea was, starting to take shape and allowed me to launch Hire My Mom. But yeah, 14 years of homebasedworkingmoms.com. That
Wow,
was a
that's
mouthful.
amazing. Yeah. So, okay. So you really have been doing this. This isn't just hire my mom. This is a 30-year
This is 30 years of,
career track of
yes.
working from home. Like, you really are the OG of working from home. That's
I
amazing.
think so.
Okay. And so what would you say, and you're probably the most qualified person in the world to answer this question, but what has been the most interesting evolution of working from home from 1996 to 2025? Like, what have you seen, aside from the acceptance rate going up, what has been the major economic tsunami shift that has happened because more and more people are working from home?
Okay, I was good. My brain was going in a different direction, and I was
Okay.
thinking how much technology has changed
Answer that
everything.
question.
Because back then there was no Zoom, there was no social media, there wasn't even Uber. And I say that because when I first started freelancing, we cut our budget everywhere you could, and that meant selling one car. So we became a one car family. So when I had to go meet with a client, my husband had to come home from lunch for lunch, pick me up with our child, take me to the client, stay in the car with the baby while I'm at the client, then take me back home. Because there was no Uber. I guess there were taxis back then, but that wasn't on my radar. But yeah, just I don't even think we had cell phones yet. Like we had nothing. It was basically pick up an old-fashioned cordless phone and make phone calls or go knock on doors. There were no other options. So that's been the major, huge, just the tools that we have now for collaboration, Slack and Trello and Basecamp and all of those. Obviously, social media is huge for cultivating relationships and getting clients and things like that. But yeah, now small businesses, I think that's always been our niche, is to work with small businesses, not necessarily the big corporate companies. Just the mindset shift that I've seen where I think people were a little nervous to whether they were hiring within the United States, which is our, target market, or hiring overseas. Just helping them to realize you really can hire amazing talent that works from home and your business can explode. You don't have to have people, that you can put your thumb, your finger on and watch them. You have to hire well, and hire good talent. That's another one of our soapbox moments, is just, making sure people know how to hire well. But yeah, it's just been such a, I guess it's been such a great feeling seeing businesses take ownership of hiring remote talent and watching their businesses grow.
And because we're in kind of similar, like, parallel industries to an extent, I know I'm familiar with, there's a lot of stats and studies out there, and there are several studies that say a remote-based staff, or at least one that's partially remote-based, tends to outproduce in-office staff by a significant margin. And I think, for my opinion, I'd love to hear yours, but what it sounds like to me, I've been working from home since 2008, just a long time, closing in on 20 years. And I can't imagine, like, every time I have to go somewhere and it's 5 o'clock, like, why do people do this every day? You know?
Agree.
And like, I think to a certain extent, people are just like, I've built my castle. I have my cave. I like it the way that it is. I want to be comfortable, and I just want to work in my own way. I don't want to have to, like, put on slacks and, clock in and go and have stale coffee or whatever. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts about the studies that have shown, hey, this is actually better for most people, and they produce better and you make more money that way.
My theory is, and I'm sure it's backed up by research, is people are so grateful for the opportunity to work from home. And I'll say everybody that I know that has, even my husband, who's only been working from home for about 3 years now, he's like, wow, I didn't realize how great it was, you know, because obviously I've worked from home this whole time, but he never really got a feel for it until recently. But moms, especially, I think, because they're trying to work around their kids' schedules a lot of times, whether that's, you know, maybe their kid has a school play they want to go to, or maybe they want to be able to take and pick up their kids. They have a kid that's sick. Whatever those different things are, having that flexibility means the world to moms. I know it did to me early on. And I used to think, okay, once my kids are in school, I'll go back and find that corporate PR job.
Yeah.
Forget that. You know, once I got spoiled to the
Yep.
freedom and the
Once you got there,
flexibility,
that doesn't
yeah.
sound like so much
There's
fun.
no going back.
Yeah.
And I think that's for moms, especially, that flexibility is gold. But just for everybody that wants that flexibility, maybe they want to go have an extended lunch with a friend, or maybe they want to go to Thailand for a month and work remotely. You know, just having that freedom and that flexibility, I think builds in a thankfulness that makes people want to do even better job. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to
Well said.
it.
And so tell us a little bit more about Hire My Mom, who is for, and how we can learn more, and anything else that you're working on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing we're working on is a new web app. So we're going to take our technology up about 50 steps because right now there are things within the platform that aren't the most user-friendly. So we're taking our technology up, and now with custom programming being so much more affordable, we can do that. But yeah, like I said, we cater primarily to small businesses within the US. For every type of role there is, we used to get a lot of virtual assistant roles, but those are becoming less popular and it's becoming a little bit more professional jobs like account managers, project managers, bookkeeping, accountants, social media, editors, and things like that. So we still do get executive virtual assistants and virtual assistants in tech, but we're getting a lot of variety these days. And I think one thing that really makes us different than some of the other job sites is that we offer concierge service for those small business owners who are too busy to hire, don't like to hire, or are not good at hiring. And that's the biggest caveat, is because once you make a bad hire, it can be a tremendous, you know, con for your business. It can take your business down for a bit. So we have a professional HR person who can do the hiring for you and let you review the top candidates that she selects. So that's kind of our bread and butter. And then on the job seeker side, like I said, we also just cater to the US. So it kind of helps us stay in our lane, helps the hourly wages kind of be competitive for people in the US, so they're not competing with some of the lower wages in other countries. And it also keeps our candidate pool smaller, so small businesses aren't reviewing thousands of resumes like they are on some of the bigger job sites.
Yeah, makes sense. Awesome. And so tell us, where can we go to learn more and get involved?
So we do have a free hiring guide for people that just want to kind of up level their hiring, and it's at hiremymom.com/podcast, and it's got a ton of information from how much to pay, great interview questions and things like that. And then we're on every social media outlet, and it's at Hire My Mom, so you can follow us. You can connect with me on LinkedIn if you'd like, Leslie Pyle. Just reach out if we can answer any questions or be of service.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Leslie Pyle, for coming on and sharing her wisdom about leverage. For those of you who want to connect directly and learn more, you can download her free guide by going to hiremymom.com/podcast, or you can connect with her directly on LinkedIn. And then once again, if you are looking to leverage your time, energy, and resources to the max, and you might be looking for somebody outside of the United States, we have Managed Remote Talent as well, and you can learn more about that by going to vaiq.net. So you're covered all across the planet, wherever you want to go. And hey, listen, if you want to win, it's time to push your chips in. Let's leverage everything.